This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The interim CEO of Equifax sent a public apology this week via the pages of the Wall Street Journal. He's sorry about his company's massive data breach affecting 44% of Americans. He also made an offer, free Equifax credit freezes for affected consumers. Marketplace's Ryan Kailoff explains what that would do.
About 10 years ago, Leslie Beck's husband had his wallet stolen. The thieves tried to use his credit cards, take money from his bank accounts. Then they got serious.
They went out and bought cars in my husband's name, staged fake accidents, and submitted false medical claims for reimbursement.
As it happens, Leslie Beck is a certified financial planner. She says freezing your credit, like with the free service Equifax is offering, can be very effective in preventing fraud like this, if you don't use credit much.
The problem with credit freezes is they really are kind of a pain in the neck.
If you are making big purchases or approving student loans or making mortgage changes, she says, a credit freeze can slow you down or lock you out. Also,
it doesn't prevent a lot of other types of identity theft, which actually can be more devastating.
Says Liz Weston, author of several books on personal finance. She says freezing your credit can prevent identity thieves from opening new accounts in your name, but it can't stop the much more common practice of exploiting the accounts you already have. In New York, I'm Ryan Kailoff for Marketplace.